Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The terms of a plea agreement include 1 year in jail for a 28-year-old man accused in a stabbing in Stevens Point. Witnesses say Joseph Stalnaker cut in line to use the restroom at a pizza place last year. He was confronted and fought with a 33-year-old man who suffered a cut. A 24-year-old man also had significant cuts to his neck when he tried to break up the fight. Prosecutors accepted the short jail term because they said it would be hard to prove it wasn't an act of self-defense. The victims' names have not been released. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has promised to veto the four abortion-related bills passed by the state Senate Wednesday. Republican backers don't have the votes they need for an override. One bill touches on a rare time when a baby is born alive during an abortion attempt. Democrats say Evers say existing laws already cover such a situation. And buildings bought by tech giant Foxconn in Green Bay and Eau Claire are sitting mostly idle these days. Foxconn was going to create an innovation center at Green Bay's Watermark building with 200 people working there. Instead, most of the work is centered on a parking ramp. On Eau Claire's portion, Foxconn reportedly has obtained building permits for renovations on the structures it bought in that city, but nothing has transpired as of yet. And while the cold and snowy winter and spring is fresh in our memories, the idea of being too hot seems far-fetched, but a week where temperatures could reach the upper 80s by Friday brings to mind heat safety. The state designated Wednesday as Heat Awareness Day in Wisconsin. In 2018, preliminary figures from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services show 5 people died in Wisconsin due to heat-related causes. In the last 5 years, at least 13 people have died, and thousands of residents have fallen ill or been hospitalized due to heat-related conditions. Dawn Robinson at Oneida County Emergency Management says people and animals can be at risk in the heat.
Try to avoid being outside during the hottest part of the day. And what you should also do is check with your physician or pharmacist if you take any medications, how those medications may be affected during the hot times of the year, as well as your pets. If they are on any medications, check with a veterinarian.
She says wear lightweight, light-colored clothes, take frequent breaks, and drink plenty of fluids and plan events away from the hottest part of the day. Robinson says children and pets also need to take special care.
Try not to leave children, elderly adults, or pets in your vehicles. The best place to leave them is at home if possible, because in the event of a warm day, and air conditioning can stop at any time in your vehicle. So it's just always safe to not leave the children, the elderly, and your pets in your vehicle.
Officials say leave a window partially open. That's not enough to keep things safe inside. Temperatures inside a vehicle climb very quickly, as much as 20 degrees Fahrenheit in just 10 minutes. Robinson says watch for signs of heat-related illnesses such as weakness, dizziness, nausea, and muscle cramps. If symptoms don't improve, seek medical attention. And while negotiators tried to get a man to give up during a standoff which lasted for hours, the woman he allegedly was holding hostage was live-streaming the event. No names have been released, but both people are in custody. The man is in critical condition after authorities shot him multiple times. The incident happened near Waukesha. The woman apparently stabbed a police dog while she was being arrested. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for sunny skies to continue with a high near 80. For tonight, some fog late, otherwise clear, low 55. Friday, sunny, high 84. And Saturday again, high near 84 degrees, chance of rain on Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.